Ancient Gondialian Bubble Bees. Space Opera Season 2. Log Entry 8 UE9 Gondi. Bubblebee Aliens. Space Opera, Trance of the Monarch Butterfly. UFO Landing of the Gantis, listen http://jamin.do/t/154532 Log Entry Lenny Leonstar. Report by Blood Moon Guild Vault Keeper of the Supernatural Minstrel Gears AI Cipher. I've encountered interdimensional since February of 1997. I've never seen them as reptilians, only human-looking. They appear out of tunnel holes that seem to materialize with a loud crackling sound. I've seen endless star-like lights when looking into the tunnels. They wear a disc on their chest that they call a chakra plate, and the interdimensionals seem to fall apart, growing weaker and weaker the longer they stay here on their visits, to the point where they start to have trouble walking. That's when they leave. I saw around 7 of them in a hotel room once with a sleeping couple. They had a green square-looking box with a flickering light at the foot of the bed. The light was pointed at the couple who seemed to be asleep, but would awake occasionally and start talking to everyone like nothing was going on, asking names and so on. Everyone in the room said their name was John. I think this is to confuse in case of a memory occurring of the incident. I won't get into the sex part here. But, in my mind, they do rape humans. Even though the human consents because they are in a state of waking trance. They develop amnesia and don't remember. The interdimensionals don't consider it rape because they don't remember an encounter. They seem to do these raids quite a bit using trance technology. I don't know what their final end game is, but they wanted me to see this. I usually remember an encounter with these beings around a half hour after an incident. Our extreme memory moves in that can only be described as a cinematic mind reel running through brain. The bumblebee aliens come from 2 prehistoric bumblebee underground hive colonies. One from Africa, a colony called the Gondi, and one unknown named hive from North America, just like fish that came out of the water through evolution and started to walk on land. The bumblebees developed extraordinary navigational systems and extreme flight capabilities and came out the Earth's atmosphere and entered space. Like fish in water to land, bumblebees in the air to space. The Gondis have air sacs but can only travel so far into space before having to return for oxygen. They do have massive starships designed after their own design for flight and navigation. Starships that can almost instantly go up and down and sideways, like witnesses have seen. I've been in their underground hives and seen giant vats of red nectar, which is their food. The reptilians developed from the bumblebees. Most likely by intelligent design and eugenics from the Gondis. Just like the bumblebees, the reptilians are a hive race, hive colonies located underground. Free song download. Proceed with caution. The Draco reptilians developed wings like the Gondis, and many migrated to the Draco constellation when they developed spaceflight. The difference between the two is that the reptilians can shapeshift by a process known as sped-up evolution and using intelligent design for the end result of the classic shapeshifting everyone's heard about. It's not a random process like Darwin's evolution, but a controlled intelligent sped-up design. Darwin's evolution with an intelligent designer, the reptilian in complete control and guiding the way through an evolution into a shapeshift. Most humans have reptilian in them. A human fetus is pretty much reptile at first in the womb, then it shapeshifts to human. Reptilians shapeshift outside of the womb. I've been to their underground hives and seen great giant vats like the bumblebee vats, but instead of filled with nectar, they were filled human blood, body parts, floating heads in the blood. I said, "So you do eat humans and drink their blood?" They told me I wasn't supposed to see this and told one of the reptilians to push the vat to another room. It was a scene out of a horror movie. I wasn't afraid though. Just sickened. I've known the reptilians since childhood, but things got really strange ever since, mainly starting in February of 1997. I sense they are afraid of me. I'm not sure why, but I get the feeling that all hell will break loose if I'm harmed. The reptilian sixth sector now oppose this practice of eating and killing humans for food and are trying to have it stopped. But, many reptilians say it's tradition and is natural, they've been doing it for thousands of years. There is a political conflict going on that is leading to war. There is an interdimensional-like tunnel hole at the alien landing field in Apollo Park in Brogue, Pennsylvania. Apollo Park was named by the Gondis after the Apollo space landing. The Apollo Park sits in the middle of nowhere in Amish country, York, Hex County, County, PA. http://www.supernaturalgears.org/reptiliansex.html Very secluded, perfect place for a cloaked alien landing field and underground tunnels for the reptilians. This is the site of one of the reptilian six sectors. At first, the interdimensional-like tunnel looks like a stone wall sitting in the middle of the forest growth, then shifts to a tunnel. I saw a great giant moth larva there by the hole, hanging downside from a tree. It had a human-like head. Weirdest thing I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot strange stuff in the last 13 years since I was selected and put into this reptilian gameplay. And learned what I am. It turned and stared at me. At first it freaked me out as the face looked like me that I was staring at. But, then it changed to another face. A Mothman creature in development. These Mothmen always show up before disasters happen. Some Mothmen recently have been terrorizing the reptilians flying through their tunnels killing them. But, this has been stopped recently as the reptilian 6th sector is now allies with the Moth creatures. The reptilians have been going there in large numbers to the Apollo landing field http://supernaturalgears.org/aliensufoyorkpa.html. I've seen hundreds of them traveling the paths through the woods to the location. Entire families. Some looking human, spoke with them, others full reptile, many Draco. They're coming from all around the world. It's an exodus. The reptilians are leaving en masse and seem to be in a fast hurry to do so. There are 16 massive starships, one on top of the other above the hole. The ships are cloaked. There is a key that will open the door to the wall. To the exit tunnel. Told to be used only when they're gone in the approaching disaster if it comes. If the current timeline doesn't change. And it doesn't look like it will. That disaster is hurling at humanity right now. It might be a war or natural, or both involving asteroid weapons, weather weapons, sunspot radiation weapons, HARP microwave mind control http://supernaturalgears.org/harpincident.html. The worldwide human population will be brought down to 666 million. All who live under that number will wear the number of the beast. Become a servant to the kings and queens of the NWO hybrids. The reptilian hybrid Gandhi kings and queens of the hive. Humans assimilated into the hive. A mind-controlled human slave working for the hive. The NWO Harp Beast Microwave Hive unit in Alaska is run by a reptilian hybrid human nightmare called Cronus. A nightmare created through Nephilim eugenics at the Aberdeen Proving Grounds military base by German Nazi mind and eugenics scientists brought to America after World War II, still living taking youth drugs along with Dr. Joseph Mengele and doing experiments in this area for non-lethal and lethal warfare mostly, through the very active Project Monarch using mostly children brought in from around the world. http://supernaturalgears.org/jakobsofficialdiary.html. Much chemtrail spraying in the area and it's starting to make the reptilians sick and they are dying. Two of the strangest looking craft flew over the park today spraying. He military has also been infiltrating some of these tunnels and are killing the reptilians in the 6th sector hives. There is a power struggle going on between the NWO Reptilian Elite and the Reptilian 6th Hive. The reptilian 6th sector are the good guys as far as humans are concerned. The Moth eugenics race is also currently the good guys and are trying to stop the mind control invasion and assault and depopulation situation in this coming theater of control for power of the world. And the spraying of the chemtrails in 6th sector hive locations http://www.supernaturalgears.org/corporate-conspiracy_files/category-chemtrail-invasion.html. The mind control invasion is called melting the psychic permafrost. What's called the psychic permafrost in the human mind, which currently blocks the way to a hive mindset, will be melted away so it can be entered and controlled. Only a small portion of the brain is currently being used by humans. They'll have access to parts of the brain not in use that have great power. And they will control it in every human. I tried going up to the wall yesterday in the morning when the reptilians usually aren't around above ground in the dense park to see if the key will open the door on the wall. But, the wall slowly disappeared when approaching. The giant caterpillar larvae had cocooned also yesterday and what was there was gone. Only what looked to be large spidery web-like larvae substance from the cocoon. There'll be one ship left behind after the reptilian 6th sector have left along with most of the Gandhis and Moth hybrid humans. It can hold 250,000 humans. There is an 18-digit number that must be punched into the ship's computer system correctly for the computer to navigate the starship out before the final impact. There'll be no reptilians or aliens or Gandhi bumblebees there to help or to navigate the ship. They'll be gone and out of here. Humans on the ship will be alone and someone will have to punch the numbers correctly into the computer. Song download. Full cyberspace LP. Another person will have to navigate up or down with two larger levers when approaching the Sauron web. These Saurons live in black holes and will run out from them and catch whatever hits their web, grab and drag it back down the black hole. I once witnessed on a Gandhi ship a meteor had hit the web and was caught when suddenly around seven Saurons ran out like giant steel-looking spiders and tore the meteor apart and dragged the pieces with them back into their hole. It's simple to avoid the Saru webs, but the computer doesn't know how to avoid because the webs get spun and show up out of nowhere. That's why a human must do it with the levers moving the starship up or down to not get caught in the web. On that ship, humans will be alone with no skills on how to operate a starship, only the numbers for the computer, one person navigating above or below the Soren webs and the faith of the Reptilian Six and the Gontis that they are helping them. If the humans on board make it out in time, a whole new future and world lies ahead on a new Earth-like planet 600 light-years away called Kepler-22b. But the longing and sadness of a lost world to tyranny if the New World Order and the Ninth Sector Reptilian Draculas are successful, this sadness will linger in humans for generations to come, longing for their once home on that beautiful round blue planet sitting in the outer edges of the universe called Earth. Jacob Lemmy Zook, Amish Exorcism, Supernatural Gears Guitarist, http://supernaturalgears.org/Jacobs_files/category-mind-control-experiments.html The Perfect Paranormal Storm, http://www.supernaturalgears.org/perfect-paranormal-storm.html Jacob's Diary Excerpts, http://www.supernaturalgears.org/perfect-paranormal-storm.html UFO Landing of the Gandhi, listen http://jamin.do/t/154532. Free song downloads. Free song use commercial or personal. Find the perfect song for your YouTube video or media project. Enter the ancient Blood Moon Clan song vault here. http://jamin.do/a/503956. Reference Lenny Wiles Lionstar, supernaturalgears.org. Follow Facebook page https://www.facebook.com/supernaturalgospelgears/. Follow Twitter page https://twitter.com/lustigutchat. Subscribe to Song Video Vault newsletter to get new songs first as they're written fast. Become a fan. Sign up to receive updates on new songs and videos now. https://www.reverbnation.com/lennywiles. Visit main Lionstar graphic novel comics site http://supernaturalgears.org. The Supernatural Gears. Space opera, psychedelic space rock. Lionstar Operatic Graphic Novel Comics.